For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's basketball team is senior guard Brooklyn Bachman out of Minooka, Illinois. And first of all, Brooklyn, congratulations on a big quarterfinal win over Concordia St. Paul. Must feel good to do that twice to them in 2 years.
Yeah, it does. It feels really good.
Did coach say anything to your team going into today's game about that game 2 years ago? You guys came in as the eighth seed. Concordia St. Paul was the number one seed and you upset them.
She didn't say much about it. We're a completely different team than we were now. She kept not a Cinderella story anymore and we deserve to be here. But she did say that since we have that history, they're going to have a little bit of, okay, we're playing Bemidji State. Besides that, she didn't really say much on it.
Talk about your coach, Chelsea DeVille, NSIC Coach of the Year. I know she's very humble. She gave shout outs to both Erica and Jamie for helping her. They're a coaching staff. What does it mean to you as a player to have your coach be NSIC Coach of the Year?
I mean, it's amazing for her to be recognized and for our senior class especially. Kind of were right with her in the beginning. She recruited us just kind of growing up with her. We've experienced through it all together. We went through freshman year losing to Augie by 50, just kind of coming in. Obviously, we're all new at this. We'd never played college basketball before. So just being able to grow with her and into the players that she developed us to be. And just, I remember like sophomore year and stuff, our parents would be like, if you guys could just do this. So finally, for all of her work and all of our work, to be finally doing it, to be finally getting wins in the stat sheet and playing amazing basketball, it's awesome for her. And I'm so happy that she got that recognition too.
Brooklyn, you said it. You look back on all 4 years here at BSU, and this team has come a long way. I know it's been hard for a coach to be patient and finally get those wins, but how much more does that make you appreciate coming in? Your team has done so much this year, 7-game win streak. You're now riding a 3-game streak going into tomorrow's semifinal game, most wins in 15 years, and most wins in a conference season in 25 years. Has it all kind of hit you yet that you've done all this?
I don't know. It feels like this year and a little bit of last year, we're so good and we just have such a huge bench and everyone has their roles where it seems like we should be doing this, even though we haven't experienced it that much in the past. But I just think that the coaches did such a good job recruiting over the past four, such compatible and an amazing group of girls that I don't even remember when we used to lose by that bad and when we used to really play good, because now it just seems so natural for us to go out there, and we've been together for so long that you know exactly what pass to give someone, and it's just a lot of fun.
You got big plays out of both Rachel Hadela and Trinity Meyer, both with over 20 points each. The scoring on this team is so spread out. It's so nice to see like somebody come off the bench and put up double digits, and then your starters getting, you know, big points. You didn't score a ton in that first game, Brooklyn, but it kind of sets your opponents off not knowing who to guard if you've got so much depth. How important is that?
I mean, I think that is the reason why I'm so hard to play against this year. The nights that we have even scoring across the board are the nights that we usually will come out with a win. And I think that's so important for this team because we're not someone who completely relies on one person. And some teams do that really well, but that's not the kind of basketball. You're all five of us. Everyone needs to own their role. And I think even especially today, it was so important for Rachel and Detrin to get rolling, especially with the win into this tournament. Because we kind of roll how they roll. And if they're playing really well, it kind of alleviates the pressure on everyone else's shoulders and everyone gets loose. And that's when everyone starts scoring, feels comfortable doing their own role. Like Gabby DuBois hit 2 threes today. It just kind of makes it really nice for everyone else. So just everyone starts flowing and then that takes the pressure off them.
Well, I know Coach talked about how she didn't want you guys just to throw it into the ocean. How important was it that you guys were able to play inside the paint and get more of those shorter balls?
Yeah, it's so important for us to do that because we play in and then out basketball. When we're playing well, it's when we started off the game, I think 14% in the first quarter from the 3-point line. And that's when it's hard for us to win. It's hard for us to be competitive. But when we're in that inside game and we're making the passes in, then they're concerned with our posts. And then that's when those kick out threes, that's when we're shooting our best is the kick out threes. So in order, like for us to be able to do that today helped so much open everything up.
You're going to play Duluth. They are the number one seed in the North. They've beaten you this season, but only a couple weeks ago. How much does it help going into this semifinal game knowing their tendencies and having played them more recently?
I feel really comfortable playing Duluth after playing them so recently and just playing kind of that same group. They've had a couple of girls coming in as their sixth man or whatever, but that core group, we've seen them before, and having played them competitively a couple of weeks gives us some confidence, but also it's just really nice. I mean, today it was kind of like, okay, this is the first time we've seen them all year. Just rely on film, where now we've personally. So I think the girls are pretty confident going into tomorrow.
What is it going to take to get to that championship game for you guys?
Obviously, we just need to keep playing good basketball, simply to say it, put the ball on the hoop. But Duluth is so good offensively and defensively that we just remain solid and do the little things one point at a time. We can't just go out there and say, if we do this, we're going to win. We have to say, okay, we need to do this. And if they start going inside, take the inside away. If they start hitting threes, we need to run them off the line. So I think it's just going out there that day and seeing who's hitting and just being prepared to play defense is what it comes down to. But like you said, we've played them a couple times this year, so it's pretty exciting to get that third matchup with them.
And it's hard for a team to beat another team three times, isn't it? That bodes well for the Beavers. Brooklyn, good luck. Congratulations on a big win against Concordia St. Paul, and we will see you at the Sanford Pentagon for the semifinals. Thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you.